We're talking here at the 2018 Oklahoma Youth Expo with our market bearer judge, Mark Hogue. Mark, we've talked before about this particular show and about the hogs that you see here coming through the Oklahoma City show. Give me kind of a rundown of what you've seen this year.
Well, what we've seen this year is a combination of many things going together to make a successful project. We have ag teachers, parents, and students selecting projects, flawlessly managing the projects, preparing them for the Oklahoma Youth Expo. And what we're seeing the last 3 days is a culmination of all of that cohesive work and effort coming together in a grand finale at the Oklahoma Youth Expo Bear Show. In the last 3 days, there's been so many good pigs capably shown by tremendous young people. It's almost hard to comprehend if you've never seen it before.
I know that at the bottom of the hill, they've been sorting through about 2,500. You've seen a few hundred of the best.
Yes, I tell you, Miles Tenius is sifting for me, doing an excellent job, sending me what I need to. Miles takes time to tell every exhibitor that doesn't make it to the hill why their barra maybe didn't quite meet our specs or standards. And so he's really visiting with the young people down there. We're trying to clearly explain what's going on up here and how we're making the decisions. It's very, very close calls.
For the hogs themselves, how do they match up with what we need in today's industry to meet the need of the consumer?
You know, I think they really do. And what I love most is we're teaching our young people to be production livestock producers that are supplying the animal protein for our Americans. And I think that the youth show ring is a great way to develop agriculture advocates. We educate our young people so then they can go and talk with their school friends that aren't from an ag background, that we do raise livestock very appropriately, very humanely for the consumption of animal protein.
I know that you've always been a real advocate of how this show does teach life for these kids.
100%. My wife and I are fortunate to have three children. We have a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 2.5-year-old little girl. And we're in the barn every day. And the positive things that this event and this concept of showing livestock is overwhelming. It's the greatest single influence in my life, other than family and environment. It's been the livestock industry, and I'm still remain close to it. And I believe in it enough that I want to expose our three children to everything that I did growing up.
You think this type of show around the country, is it alive and well, pretty healthy?
That's a great question. It is. It is alive and well and healthy because parents can spend time with many different things with their children. People that spend time with their children in a barn, it's a closeness and a bond that's hard to replace. And as a result, I'm proud to report the shows are strong, they're healthy, they're vibrant, they're a tremendous educational source and a great way to spend time as a family.